Do you want to be Mario or Cappy? Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In this episode, Bobby and his mom walk over to Hannah's house because it's time for him to visit Hannah and have lunch. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Kathy walked him around to the other house because she wanted to make certain that he got to the correct house, since she wasn't certain that he would be able to find it for the first time by himself. When they got to Hannah's house, they knocked at the door, and Hannah greeted them at the door. She let Bobby in because she knew he was coming to visit. Kathy excused herself and went home to work. Bobby and Hannah went into the living room to entertain themselves. The house was still a little messy from the moving process, and there were boxes stacked in various places, but the Nintendo machine was all hooked up and ready to go. They went over and Bobby got a look at it. It was a modern Nintendo game. It was hooked up to the big screen and they had pro controllers. This was excellent. He asked Hannah what games she had. She said, "We have quite a few. How about Super Mario Brothers 3D World?" Bobby says, "You have 3D World? That's great. Let's play that one." Hannah turned the machine on, gave a controller to Bobby, and they started the game. Hannah asked, "Who do you want to be? Do you want to be Mario or Cappy?" Bobby, of course, wanted to be Mario. And Hannah thought that was okay. Hannah explained that she sometimes plays as Mario, sometimes she plays as Cappy, and a lot of times she plays as Princess Peach. It doesn't matter. So if Bobby is Mario, what character should Hannah play? She said, "I think I'll be Peach today." And so that's how they did it. That's how they played the game. Now, Bobby was surprised at how good Hannah was at playing. He figured he would be much better than her, but that was not the case. She was very skilled. She was very quick, and she didn't make many mistakes. She played super well. She turned out to be a very capable opponent. Soon, it was time for lunch. The two kids were called to the table because lunch was served. When they got to the table, Bobby could see that it was pizza, a hot, wonderful pizza. He had smelled it earlier and thought it was going to be very tasty. Hannah's mom asked, "What do you want to drink? We have fruit juice and soy milk." Bobby thought, well, fruit juice would be okay. What's soy milk? So he asked, "What is soy milk?" "I've never had soy milk. What's it taste like?" Joanna explained that they don't drink cow's milk and they simply buy soy milk. She said it tastes different, but it doesn't taste bad. Once you get used to it, it'll just taste normal. Bobby thought, well, okay, I'll take this soy milk. Let's see how that tastes. The pizza was very rich, very delicious, but of course it was way too hot. So the first thing Bobby did was burn the roof of his mouth. Not happy with this, he had to wait a couple of minutes for the pizza to cool down so he didn't continue to burn his mouth. Soon he had a blister on the top of his mouth. He'd had that before when he burned his mouth. The last time he burned his mouth was a chicken pot pie. It was just super hot. He ate the first bite and pow, a burn on the roof of his mouth. So this time he knew that that blister would eventually heal, but he needed to wait until the pizza cooled down a little bit. He tried the soy milk. It was different. Didn't taste the same. It's definitely not cow's milk. It's a different color. Didn't smell bad. Tried it again. Closed his eyes to concentrate and took several sips, asking himself, is this good or bad? Is this something I should drink, or is this something I should never have again? He decided it was pretty good. Soy milk. How interesting. Soon the pizza had cooled down and they proceeded to eat their lunch. It was delicious. Afterward, Hannah took her plate out to the kitchen. Bobby took his cue from that and did exactly the same. They put their plates on the counter and then they went back to the living room to continue playing Super Mario Brothers 3D. They played several games. Soon it was time for Bobby to go home. There was a knock at the door. It was Bobby's mother. So they departed. Bobby had had a very good time. He enjoyed his lunch, and he really liked the soy milk. It was very good. He was really surprised at what a good player Hannah is playing video games. She's no beginner. She's very good at these games. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. In the next episode, Hannah is going to introduce Bobby to the violin. She's going to give him a small demonstration of what she can do on the violin because she's taking violin classes. We'll see if Bobby's even slightly interested in the violin. I invite you to join us in future episodes. See you soon. Bye.